A new trial to test whether exercise can reverse dementia and recover spatial memory. It'll have patients, people with dementia, exercising on treadmills. You see, dementia affects more than 300,000 Australians, and with our ageing population, that's likely to increase, so there's huge interest in anything that can successfully treat the disease. Pioneering brain scientist Professor Bartlett is on the case, Professor Perry Bartlett. He's been named the 2015 Florey Medalist in recognition of his outstanding work, which has transformed our understanding of the brain, and for his leadership in neuroscience. Perry Bartlett, founding director, foundation professor of neuroscience at the University of Queensland, and founding director of the Queensland Brain Institute, in our Parliament House studio this morning. Congratulations, Professor. Welcome to Breakfast.
Well, thank you, James. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell me about your theory that exercise can reverse dementia. We're beginning to understand that exercising the brain can reverse dementia, but you reckon exercising the body could help as well.
Well, that's right, James. For a long time now, in fact, it's a discovery that goes back 25 years. We discovered that the brain has the capacity to make new nerve cells.
And you discovered. Don't be immodest.
Yeah, okay. My group discovered. A lot of talented young scientists in my group. And we've been trying to work out what the function of those new nerve cells might be. And the last 5 years, we've realized that the production of those new nerve cells in a specific part of the brain called the hippocampus, which is an absolutely essential part of the brain for coding learning and memory, especially learning and memory associated with when and where something happens, episodic memories, the ability to spatially navigate, find your way around, where you left your car keys, those sort of memories that sort of go as you get older in some people. And we've shown that if we prevent the production of these new nerve cells, in fact, animals lose their ability to undertake those tasks. So what happens with aging is that the animals actually stop making these new nerve cells, and old animals, like about one in three old people, suffer this lack of being able to navigate in a maze, etc. And what we've found is the best way of reactivating the production of these new nerve cells, because the stem cells are still there, they've just been turned off, is through exercise. And we've spent the last few years trying to work out the right regime for exercise in animals that activates these cells.
To put it simply, you got rats and you made some exercise and you left others not to exercise, and the ones who exercised could work their way through a maze.
Exactly, except it's more complicated than that. And
here's the interesting
part is that it's a precise level of exercise, a period of exercise. If we exercise them too much, it's no good. Too little, no good. But too much, exactly no good. So there's a sweet spot of exercise that
activates. Why might that be?
Well, we're starting to understand the molecular mechanism by which this exercise leads to this activation. And in the next 12 months, we're pretty sure we'll be able to define in detail what the molecules are.
Do you suspect it'll be short spurts of very hard exercise?
Well, I wish I could answer that question. I just don't know until we start looking at humans for this sweet spot. And all I know is that it probably is not going to be incredibly prolonged exercise. It may well be periods of shorter exercise. But, you know, this is the $64 million question. Everyone wants to know how much exercise to do in order to preserve their memory. But, you know, if it's like mice and rats, we actually reverse that cognitive decline almost back to levels of young animals.
Wow. And would this give rise in the longer term to perhaps pharmaceutical solutions?
Well, that's right, because knowing what the molecules are that mediate this, and as I said, we're pretty close to knowing those at the moment, that we may be able to either supplement or use pharmaceuticals to do the job of exercise.
What a extraordinary career you've had. Just cast your mind back. I mean, when you began, we used to think that we grow up, we build our neurons, and then as we age, they just die one by one. You've established for the world to see that, in fact, the brain changes continually, not as much as when we're babies and young, but it's always changing, plasticity. And now we're going to this next level. It really has been an extraordinary story in just 30 or 40 years, that the changing understanding of ourselves.
Well, I think that's right, James. I mean, as you say, 30 years ago, we thought it was a pretty hardwired organ without any ability to change. And now we know not only can you make new nerve cells, but also the connections between these, you know, 100,000 million neurons are constantly changing. And, I mean, this is who we are. We're a product of those many billions of nerve cells making new connections or reinforcing some connections and losing any others. So we're just at the brink of understanding how that circuitry is regulated and how we might be able to improve some circuitry and repair some circuitry. So I think, you know, over the next 5 to 10 years, we're really going to see a revolution in application of neuroscience to disease.
And what will tonight mean for you personally, a Fleury medalist?
So, James, it was last night.
Oh,
so,
I beg you, what has it meant to you?
Well, you know, it's a great honour, but as I said last night, it acknowledges, you know, a fantastic group of people that I've worked with in my laboratory over the last 25 years, and many of those now are sort of senior scientists running their own centres and institutes. So that's terribly gratifying as well.
Okay, well, congratulations, Professor Perry Bartlett, thank you for being with us.
Thanks, James, very much.
He's the Foundation Professor of Neuroscience at the University of Queensland, Founding Director of the Queensland Brain Institute, and winner of last night's awarding of the Fleury Medal, his pioneering work in biomedical science, human health. We'll keep in touch to find out how those human trials work out after so much success in the lab with rats.